Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
What's up, guys? Ready? So, I looked at this slate first. It said six-game slate. It's not much. And then you look at it again, and it's a powerful slate. There's a lot of elite players going today, so it's going to be a fun slate.
Yeah, it's only six games, but almost the entire slate is around that three implied totals, so should be plenty of goals. The teams at the bottom, for the most part, are teams that have just made some trades this week. The trade deadline came and went yesterday. We actually saw a lot of action, a lot of fun trades. So a couple of those teams that made some trades have super low totals, not a surprise. And then everybody else at the top is really competing for a playoff spot. So this is a fun slate. So we're going to start with some Vegas totals. We've got Washington and Boston at 3.6. We've got New York at 3.5. We've got Toronto, Tampa Bay at 3.1. We've got Philly at 3, Florida at 2.9, Dallas at 2.7. And then the remaining four teams are 2.6 or below, with Buffalo at a slight low 2. Not a surprise. They blew things up at the trade deadline. Moved multiple pieces. Crazy to think this team's been rebuilding for, 5 years, and now they're going to have to start over, really. So it's pretty crazy where they're at.
Yeah, and they got to face Camry in Buffalo's face in Pittsburgh, Boston tonight, which is going to make Boston popular.
Yep. So have you seen anything? I think these guys, especially in the U.S. with these trades, can play right away. So this is really ironic because Taylor Hall gets traded from Buffalo and then the next day plays Buffalo. So, right now he's slated on the second line. Boy, how good does this lineup look all of a sudden? Put the perfection line back together. Now you've got Craig Smith, who's been playing really well, Taylor Hall, David Krejci. All of a sudden you've got Jake DeBrusk, Nick Ritchie, who's had a great season. Charlie Coyle is your third line. Like, that's a really good third line. So those trades are nice.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I'm looking like, wait, we already got a revenge game narrative. So, I mean, this is Taylor Hall's chance too. I mean, the kid's been talented for so long. He was a can't miss
first. I mean, he was MVP pick 2 years ago, three years ago.
I mean, this is his chance. I mean, let's look at his logs. I mean, he's done nothing, absolutely nothing this year. And of course, situation he was in. So this is his chance. Yeah, I don't know, something about Boston bothers me about.
Still a contract year too, so he needs this. So
yes, he does.
But yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump right in. Speaking of Boston, again, they have the highest implied total, so we know what that means. Perfection line is going to see ownership. So you got Bergeron coming in at 7.9. You're going to have to decide: we're going to play Matthews, who's been insane, especially at home, 1.5, 2 points per game, leading the league in goals, and it's literally not close. He's 9,300, and then we got Bergeron coming in at 7.9. Are you playing one? Are you playing both? What's your thought here at center?
Right now, I'm just going to keep the one I'm doing all year. I'm going right to Matthews, 9.3. I don't care what his price is. I think he's your cash play. He's the safest play. Let's see now. Five straight games, scoring streak, got eight goals in that streak. So I'm all over Matthews, and I'll probably go cheaper. I don't. I can't get Bergeron right this year. I understand that he's a cash play, and especially in this situation today. But I think it's gonna be tough to play both of them if you want another high scoring winger. But I'm more on Barkov today, just with the minutes he's getting. And he's really hot too. So, and I could be totally wrong. I could be totally wrong about Bergeron, but this is definitely the game to play him, I guess, right? I mean, playing against Buffalo has pretty much cashed it in. I mean, right? They've mailed it in for the season. So, and I'm on now 3-5. He's got five double digits in the last six games. So, definitely in play. Can you fit both of them? I'm not sure here.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard part. You've got Matthews, who now has nine double digits in a row, I believe, nine or 10. He's locked in as it gets. Bergeron's playing well. His log's pretty good too. You mentioned it, 5 of his last 6 are double digits and 6 of his last 8. You've got Barkov, who's been, about 10 of his last 12, 9 of his last 11, somewhere in there are double digits. He's playing really well.
He's getting the minutes too. I mean, that's why I like. I mean, Barkov right now is that team.
Yep, we've got, our guy Roope Hintz coming in. He's back to points in 3 straight. I'm probably not going that route because Dallas isn't my favorite team, but Roope is still 5'9". That's a nice price.
I still think it's too cheap.
I mean, it is. In all reality, he has he's got 32 points in 29 games. So you're looking at a point per game. For reference, Patrice Bergeron does not average a point per game. He has 35 over 39.
And they just played 4-3 games ago where he had 2 assists, a block, a shot on goal. I just think Hintz is, every night he plays, I just think he's way too cheap. I like Robertson too. So I could see myself playing a Matthews Hintz tonight. I mean, if you don't go up to Bergeron as a second player, but Matthews is a lock. He's a lock every game of season for me.
Yeah, he's been absolutely incredible. So pretty darn hard to ignore what we're getting from him. What else do you like here at center? Right now we've got Kuznetsov projected to draw some ownership. If you look at his log, he hasn't done shit. He's got 1 double digits in the last 10. I'm not sure I can go that route. I get it. High total, highest total on the board, top power play. Center's the top line. What do you think of Kuznetsov here?
No, and if I'm going to go anywhere, I'd probably end up going to Backstrom. I mean, he's on the second line, but he's getting additional minutes on that top power play, averaging almost 18 minutes. He's got 3 points, 6 shots in his last 3 starts, and going against, I'm assuming, Carter Hartson tonight. So if he's facing Carter Hart, to me, that just gives him a plus. I'm not saying I'm going to play him, but I would play Backstrom over Kuznetsov. There's not a lot at center tonight. I'm really interested to know, finally, maybe, and even Corey Mittelstadt. I mean, Corey Mittelstadt's a good hockey player. He's got 4 goals in his last 5 games. Buffalo 2 is only 3K, and yeah, he's playing 18 minutes, 17 minutes. You got to put him in a conversation as a possible value play tonight against his Boston team.
Yeah, I mean, he keeps producing, so it's pretty crazy. They do have a crazy low total. So
people don't realize how good Mittelstadt is. I mean, he's just, a lot of these guys get sucked into this Buffalo franchise here. And Mittelstadt is a good hockey player.
I mean, yeah, the fact that he's 3K. So I actually wrote up Adam Erne yesterday for Detroit, despite them having one of the lowest totals on the board. It was the same idea as Mittelstadt, though. Super cheap, running hot. Mittelstadt has doubled his goals in 5 of his last 7. So he has 6 goals on the year. 5 of them have come over the last 7 games. So this guy's about as hot as it gets. So yeah, if you want to punt, it's not pretty, but it's just like the Adam Erne call yesterday, who scored, by the way. It was literally the same exact scenario. He just was running hot. They had a super low total, but I was just banking on recent form and it carried through. So same idea with Casey Mittelstadt. I don't mind that play. It's a little ugly on paper, but it makes sense. You got to kind of take into account, you're riding recent form, especially when it's that cheap. You can feel okay with that. So yeah, I think that's your punt on the board.
Remember, Boston just gave up 8 goals, and are they still without Rask and Halak? I meant to look this up before the pod too. Who's actually in goal tonight? Because I think that's kind of important.
Swayman is confirmed. He is technically their 4th string goalie. He's only played once, and he's played 3 games, and he's been good. 2.35 goals against average. But it's still their 4th string goalie.
Boston, so that kind of gives it more of a plus too a bit.
Yeah, Boston did upgrade their decor because. They took a risk in the offseason not bringing some guys back, and well, it showed, and it hasn't helped any. They've had a ton of injuries. Grizzlick's still out. It does look like Charlie McAvoy's back, which is going to help. They made a really sneaky trade for Mike Riley, who's been playing really well lately. But yeah, you're still talking about their four-string goalie, so that helps Mittelstadt as well.
Yanni Gourde's my only play I'm a little bit interested at 5,400. He's got 6 points now his last two, filling in for Stamkos on a top power play. So he's in play at 5,400.
Yeah, so you're starting with Matthews and then maybe leave that spot blank and come back see where
exactly.
You land.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, yeah.
All right, over on FanDuel, just looking at pricing here again. Matthews, really it's the same play as we just talked about. There's really no major pricing differences here that stand out. So, all right, let's move over to Wing. Again, we've got the two highest totals on the board are your three big wings, Pasta, Ovechkin, Marchand. Are you playing any of these guys? What are you thinking here?
I mean, Ovechkin, of course, is in play every game. Marchand, we just talked about, back at the perfection line, is back up. I'm probably going to stay with Panarin, though, and drop down a little bit at 7-9. I mean, he did put up a bagel the last game. But actually that dropped his price to 7-9. You're not going to see a zero again tonight against New Jersey. So I'm probably going to go to Panarin, but I think you can go with Ovechkin, Marner, or even Marchand above that. I think the Rangers are in a good spot, and I take a little bit of that discount with Panarin.
Yeah, this is interesting because you've got a decision to make because you've got, it's actually Marner who comes in with the top splits at the position, 1.41 points per home game. You could pair him with Matthews. Those two have been borderline unstoppable at home. I mentioned Matthews is up to 1.52 points per home game, 0.95 goals. So he's going to score a goal tonight. And Marner's most likely going to get the assist. Marner is averaging 0.95 assists per game. So that tells you that Matthews scores at home, Marner assists on it. Then it's actually surprisingly Brad Marchand that comes in with the next highest split at the position, 1.35 points per home game, 0.76 assists. The only downfall for him is he's not shooting very much. 1.88 shots on goal is really the lowest of any of these big boys. You've got Ovechkin, not a surprise. He comes in at 3.56 shots per game, 1.19 points per home game. He's, you know, it's funny because I hated on Ovechkin coming into the year. I tell you what, he has never played like this since I've been playing DFS. He has double digits in three straight, 6 of 7, and really about, let's see here, 13 of 15. So he is about as safe as it gets, but he's super pricey at 8.7. I don't think I'm playing Pasta. I see the high total. He only has double digits in two of his last 10 or so. I'd rather play, you know, Marner's got double digits in three straight, Ovechkin, Marchand. Just guys, Marchand has double digits in 5 of his last 7. Or like you said, Panarin coming in with double digits in 5 of his last 7 as well. But Panarin's up there as well. He's averaging 1 point per road game. 2.94 shots. So really all these guys are in play. Pasta is my least favorite, which is crazy to say. He just hasn't shown that form quite yet this year. But really any of these guys are, I'm just fine with them.
Yeah. Going back, Ovechkin looking at the price, so probably is the safest. I'm listening on his recency. He's on 3-game point streak. 24 shots in his last 5 games, and against the Flyers, he's got 5 goals and 2 assists in 4 games on 18 shots. So, I mean, perfect world, you have all the money. I would probably go with Ovechkin, but I may take the savings with Panarin.
Yep. That's going to be, I mean, really, again, any of these guys, they're all in play. I have no issues with any of them. How about, are you interested in any mid-range? You know, you got Palat, Chris Kreider, Buchnevich, anybody in that 6K, 5K range that you're liking?
I mean, I mentioned Robertson. I still think Robertson, I love Henson Robertson every time they play. Even though he didn't score a point last game, he had 4 shots. So he's got 3 goals and 10 shots in his last 10 games. There's a bunch of guys. I mean, Taylor Hall's, I guess we consider mid-range, I guess a 4-8. Probably the lower place mid-range. So we already talked about him getting a first start. He may be popular just because of the name, revenge game, and all that. I do like Palat on that top line now, 4 points in his last 6 in the top power play. There's nobody I love. I mean, maybe Zach Hyman. I mean, he's got 10 shots on goal with a goal and 3 assists over his last 3. I do like that Tavares line tonight. I didn't mention that. I do like Tavares tonight a little bit at center, too. He's kind of coming into play for me.
Yeah, he scores. He's been playing well.
Yeah, he's been playing well. So there's nobody that to me is a must play. So maybe you can fit in like a Bergeron if you want to go to the 2 big guys at center. I think I'd rather play a Bergeron than pay up for a 2 wingers tonight.
I tell you what, there's a lot of value at wing too that's going to be worth considering.
Yes.
I do want to mention a mid-range here, my boy Jesper Bratt. 25 points in 34 games, quietly. He actually has points in 5 straight, and I wrote it down the other day. It's something like 13 of his last 15 now, 14 of his last 16 he has points in. Super consistent, double digits in 4 straight. Their total's not that bad. 2-6 is lower, but Jesper Bratt coming at 5K, one of those recent form plays. I've been playing him lately. His price is up a little bit. I don't know that I'm going there, but just a guy to have on your radar, especially for GPPs. Same price range, Anthony Mantha moving over to Washington, second line, power play 2, chance to see him on a good team. I thought that was an interesting trade giving up on Verana, who's a good player. But, you know, Mantha's technically better. It's just, can he stay healthy? But Anthony Mantha coming in at 4.92 is another play that, you know, Taylor Hall, Anthony Mantha, those guys are all in that same price range.
Travis Konecny, too. I got a little bit of a crush on Konecny tonight for Philly.
All right, let's look at some value. We've got Tom Wilson coming in. You know, on the Ovechkin line, 4,200. Oshie's another name. Oshie's been playing really, really well lately. It's another guy I was never really a fan of for DFS. And he's still, if you look at his log, his floor is kind of low, which is why I'm not a fan. But he's got a 30, 15, 10, 15, 13, 27 over his last 10. But then he's got some 1.5s mixed in there. But, you know, he's got 33 points in 41 games. He's certainly in play. Another guy in that mid-range. So if you land in the 5K-ish range, there's actually quite a few options. Value-wise, though, you know, John Kroc, Nashville, still in that top power play, 3,400. Alex Killorn's all the way down to 3,700. Alex Galchenyuk remains on that top line at 3,600. New Jersey has a ton of value. They've shaken up their top power play unit, and Janssen is back on the top power play unit at minimum priced. Nico's back, so that's actually a talented power play. You got Hughes, Nico, Jesper Bratt, Andreas Janssen, and Ty Smith. So Andreas Janssen, literal punt at minimum priced power play 1. Tell you guys, I was quietly playing pretty well is Craig Smith.
He's one of my values.
I like that second line a lot. He's got double digits in 3 straight.
He's on a third line now, I believe, right? I think DeBrusque is going to
– hold on. No, I'm seeing DeBrusque on the third line.
I just had a tweet pulled up, too. Hold on. Where did it go? Oh, I just had a tweet from a beat. Of course,
Either way, he should be looking at second power play.
No, you're right. You're right. It's Hall, Krejci, Smith. You're right.
Second power plays. Loaded. DeBrusque, Krejci, Smith, Charlie McAvoy, Taylor Hall. That might be the best second power play in hockey. So
I like Craig Smith. Craig Smith even more. I mean, when I was looking at it earlier, I was looking at Smith being on the third line, number 2 power play. I mean, he's got 3 goals, 9 assists in the past 10 games, averaging 10.5 DK points a game right now. So I do like Smith at that price.
Yep, he's playing really well.
Colin Blackwell is my play.
Colin Blackwell playing well.
Yeah, as long as Panarin scores, he's going to be a part of it. The Rangers got to win here. I mean, they're playing for that final playoff seed. I was looking at the goal differentials. Their goal differential is plus 21. Their offense compared to the Bruins who are plus 5. And the Bruins are, I think, up by 4 points. Rangers got to play well. And it's going to be the second line with Blackwell, Panarin, and Strome that's going to do it. I mean, he's got hit 4 points in 3 games before being held out of point last game. They get Blackwood tonight. He's allowed 9 goals in his last 2 starts, which is 4.71 GDA. So I like Blackwell. Blackwell's trying to play in that range. If I don't go crazy,
3,100. That's a great price.
Yeah, another one's Martian Mason Marchand as a punt play. Just because he's up there with Barkov, get that Barkov exposure. He played 22 minutes last game on that top line. So there's always a chance to score a point at that price.
Big deal. Anytime you get exposure to these studs like that, especially if they're actually playing safe minutes like that, they're absolutely in play. So yep, agreed with those. Let me take a look at some FanDuel price plays here real quick. FanDuel pricing actually pretty good for once. Typically they got some really kind of blatant misprices. They do not appear to have any today. Let me make sure here. It's like so close to FanDuel DraftKings that I got to make sure I got it right. I might actually have the pricing wrong here. Okay, ignore me. I may have uploaded the wrong pricing for FanDuel. Let me pull it up real quick. All right, let's swing over to defense. I do want to mention before you throw out your favorite play, I am actually seeing the free spot we had as now gone. I'm seeing Mike Riley on the top power play unit for Boston now.
All right, so that must have changed because I had Ekman too. Where do we have Camper then?
Camper, nothing, because McAvoy's back. I've got Mike Riley on the top power play unit with the big three and Nick Ritchie and Charlie McAvoy back on that second power play.
Yeah, I got the same thing. All right, so there goes our punt. I'd either Camper or Akian.
But I will say Mike Riley comes in on a point streak from this trade. He's playing really well. I wrote him up the other day before he got traded. He continued his point streak.
What's so, Riley's price on DK?
Let me see here. He should be mid-range-ish. So let's see. He comes in at 2,700. So yeah, give me Mike Riley, 2,700.
On the top power play too.
Yep. So he's still a very viable punt. I actually like that better.
Actually better. Yeah, much better. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so he comes in with 4 assists over his last 5 games. So he's been playing really well. A little mini point streak going here. Let me see here. Actually, they did take morning skate, so let me check their power play here on our other site as well.
Yeah, and that's where I got the tweet from
yes,
the morning
I got,
skate.
Yep, it is for sure Mike Riley on that top power play unit. So Mike Riley becomes your punt at defense. That's an easy play. $2,700. That's easy.
When you're when you mentioned Mantha before too, Don Chainsaw, you had Mantha on the second line, right, with Backstrom and Oshie.
So yes.
A tweet. Okay, that's a tweet I just saw from the AM skate also. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, defense, man. Once again, I don't pay up. If I was gonna pay up, even though I still think Adam Fox is one of the best DFS D men. So he's got that 3 to 4 point upside all year. But I don't think I'm not paying up. None of those guys. I mean, if anything, I like Ryan Ellis at 4-2. I still think he's far too cheap for his caliber, and that price is not going to stay now that he's back from injury. It's not before you know it's going to back up in the fives.
He scored again. He scored. He had been slow since coming back, and then he just scored a goal last game. So he appears to be finding his legs again. Let me check my pricing here. Go ahead.
Morgan Riley, he's 5'6", and he's actually done pretty well against Calgary. Against Calgary, he's averaged almost a point a game, 7 points in 8 games, 19 peripheral stats. He's actually scored a point in back-to-back games over 22 minutes. I'm not a Morgan Riley guy, but tonight he may be in a decent spot.
Yeah, he's Morgan Riley's a guy.
I don't think I've played him since the first week of the season, actually.
Yeah, I haven't touched him all year. I don't plan on starting.
Giordano is probably, I think Giordano's spot tonight.
By the way, I just pulled up Mike Riley's log really quick. His point streak did come to an end, but he actually has, he was riding a 5-game assist streak, and he has assist in 7 of his last 9. So yeah, he is playing really well. $2,700, top Boston power play unit. Yes, please sign me up. I think that's a free spot for me.
Here you go. There's not a lot of demon I like tonight. I always go like a guy like Noah Hanifin at 3-3 is just kind of a default play. Who actually has been playing. I mean, he's seen over 20 minutes, getting a bunch of peripherals. But I mean, I like Hiskanen a lot for Dallas 5-2. But there's, you can pretty much talk me into any defenseman tonight. But I'll probably end up going with Ellis and Mike Riley, and it's pretty safe right there. Ghost is 4-9. He should be over 5. He's got 3 points his last 2, 4 points his last 4. You know what kind of offensive player he is against Washington.
Yep. Sorry, I'm just looking through here real quick. Some log checks.
Ghost really is averaging over 15 points his last 15 DK his last 2. 3 double-digit in his last 4.
Yep, I mean he's certainly in play. He's playing well. Think getting, you know, put on waivers lit a little fire on under him.
Yeah, I still think the way to go is Ellis.
Yep, Ellis is probably too cheap in all reality. Jamie Oleksiak's been playing pretty well. He's got 6.9 or more in 5 straight. Playing pretty big minutes lately. That's another guy at 3K I like. The peripheral stats have been there for him. It's Mike Riley, and then I'll see where I land. I'm for sure locking in Mike Riley, though. That's not really a question for me. All right, let's swing over to goalie, which trolled everybody yesterday. Hellebuck was mad chalk for good reason. He's been incredible, and he was terrible yesterday. So, you know, welcome to goalie. It is what it is. We have Vasilevsky coming in at 8,200. It's a lot. What do you think there?
Probably the safest, but every time I play him, he gets beat. But it is the safest. I mean, I watched some of the games Saturday night. He looked good.
He's once every 2 weeks that he struggles, and that's when we play him every time.
It always seems when I have money for him, that's the night. I guess is Rittich playing for Toronto tonight?
Let's check here.
I can't even find. I like Igor for the Rangers because I said the Rangers are in a spot that they have to. I have British unconfirmed.
I bet you he does. They need to get Campbell some rest. He's been incredible, but he's a guy that's never played a ton of games, so they can't really afford to overly use him. So you got Rittich, again, kind of another ironic play here, facing his old team. This is a massive upgrade for him. I actually think he's a better goalie than given credit for, so I like the play. I tell you what, don't sleep on Saros either. Assuming he starts, he's been just incredible. Obviously, it's a brutal matchup with Tampa Bay, but Saros is another guy I certainly like, coming in at just 7,600 on DraftKings.
And it's pretty much like I have Vaz and Rittich as your kind of your pay ups, Igor as a value, Saros as a value, and then kind of a punt. I have no problem playing Omar tonight for Buffalo as a GPP only, as a punt against Boston.
Yep, certainly GPP only. He had been playing price. Well, but I can't touch him in cash.
Oh, absolutely
but
not.
Yeah,
no.
I like the punt. Drieger's another guy you can have on your list. Tell you, there's no really The numbers are interesting today. Every goalie is between 2.34 and 2.74, which is pretty good numbers. Except for Carter Hart, who's at 3.76, which is insane to say. This dude was awesome 2 years ago. Hopefully, I actually really like him. I hope he can find his form again. But yeah, Carter Hart's the only one over three. And Saros is the only one under two goals against allowed. And this is based on splits. So it's kind of an oddly compact, not compact, like everybody's about the same stats wise tonight.
Yeah, this is one of those almost close to me, close your eyes, point wherever it hits, you play it.
Yeah. Yep. So it'll be, got to use some gut tonight. I think you got a lot of options that the stats suggest are certainly in play. Even Samsonov for Washington, assuming his start, he's been decent at home, actually 2.23 goals against average, 0.91 save percentage. So, yeah, it's got to use a little gut tonight. So, all right, favorite GPP stacks, and then we'll get out of here.
Like the Washington power play one, Toronto one, and my sneaky one's Buffalo power play one.
Yeah, I like, I think this is a fun night to do a little new guy narrative, you know, Taylor Hall, Mantha, Riddick and Net, Mike Riley. They're all immediately in top six roles and in good spots. In Riddick's case, he's in, you know, he's on arguably the best team in the NHL. All of a sudden, went from a dreadful situation in Calgary to, you know, arguably the best team in the NHL. So I kind of like the new guy narrative tonight. And then you could stack some line mates. So, you know, Taylor Hall, you could pair with like a Craig Smith who's been playing really well. You know, you could go see who else we got that moved. You could go Mantha with, you know, really anybody in that top six for Washington. Yeah, I think that's, I'll probably run something fun like that because guys like to show out in that first game. You know, a little extra motivation there.
Yep. Same thing when you play when a coach has got new coach comes in, you play in the first game.
Yep. Emotion can mean a lot. So a little extra adrenaline goes a long way. So yeah, that's a little fun narrative I'll be rolling with tonight, especially because there's kind of the revenge factor with a couple of them. So, all right, well, glad to be back doing these. I apologize that we can't do them as consistently as we were. It's, you know, it's baseball season that keeps us busy. We both cover baseball as well, but we love doing this. We will do it as often as we can. And as always, top plays, cheat sheet, those are never going to go away. So make sure you're checking those out. And thanks for listening. And good luck.
All right. Good luck, guys.